Thoughts on Micah. Micah chapter 7 and verse 13. Desolation. This is what Micah says to the Jews. The earth will become desolate because of its inhabitants, as the result of their deeds. The earth will become desolate because of its inhabitants, as the result of their deeds. Micah 7:13. Now some say, I have seen it, that there will be so many in Judah, the previous verse, that the rest will be empty. The earth will be empty because all the people will be in Judah. I don't think that for a moment. It seems to me that the prophecy here about the earth refers to Israel. This is a prophecy for Israel. Israel will become desolate because of its inhabitants. Desolate because of its inhabitants as a result of their deeds. What does this speak of? I think it speaks of the captivity. I think in spite of the promises, the hopes, the encouragements of the return from exile and the glorious new covenant and so on, all those promises that we've looked at, nevertheless, God is saying, I think, to Israel and to Judah, you have sinned, and I'm not going back on what I've said. I warned you that if you break the covenant, if you commit apostasy, if you break the law, if you bring paganism and pagan idols and pagan ways into Israel, it will be judgment for you. I warned you, you will be carted off, and the land will lie desolate and in ruins. And through Jeremiah, he had prophesied 70 years. The ways of Zion do mourn. The book of Lamentations. And that is going to come. That is what I think God is saying here. Yes, you have hopes. Yes, I have made promises. Yes, there is the coming new covenant. Yes, Christ is still coming. The Messiah is still coming. Yes, yes, yes. But you will still pay for your sins as a result of their deeds. Because of your breaking of the covenant, because of your transgression, all will still come. Despite all the promises, despite all God's mercy, the judgment will come. What can we learn from this? Unbeliever, be warned. This is the day of free grace and mercy. This is the day when the gospel offer goes out. This is the day when invitations are being multiplied, and there's a freeness and a welcome and an encouragement to come. But understand this, my friend. Understand it well. The day is coming when that will be the end, and it will be night. The day of judgment is coming. The day of reckoning. And there will be no more offers of mercy, no more tenders of grace, no more invitations to find mercy. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time for calling upon the name of the Lord, while he may be found now. And so the lesson to me is very clear. Unbeliever, be warned. The day of judgment is at hand. For all God's mercy, for all the offers, for all the promises, the warning still stands. And I believe too, addressing believers and churches, the business of breaking the covenant and going away from God and going to paganism, which we saw in Israel, which I believe is rampant in the evangelical churches today, this is a very serious business. The text still stands. God is not mocked. And as Israel and Judah had to prove that, I believe if we carry on like we are, one day soon we shall prove it too. Maybe already the signs are there. Well, may God cause us to awake. Desolation is a desperate word. It's a desperate experience.